5:26 a.m. South African time on this beautiful morning, Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Yes, it's the 17th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الله Alhamdulillah, today is the 17th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and verses 45 to 48. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us about the previous messengers and prophets and the opposition they faced, but this is not for entertainment or mere information. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, and verse, the last verse, 111, of this surah, chapter 12, Almighty Allah states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events and episodes and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lesson? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Those people who have the true intelligence and intellect. So see what Almighty Allah teaches us. Surah An-Naml, the end, chapter 27, verse 45. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ. So waw atifa, in conjunction with the previous sentence and the episode of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Bilqis and so forth. Or waw mustanafa, a new paragraph, a new sentence, a new story, incident and event. So all that is fine. وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ. The lam day is qa'im maqam and a substitute for taking an oath on Almighty Allah. And by Allah, definitely, surely, our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni rahimahullah writes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَأْنٍ. Verily, Almighty Allah only takes an oath on something that's very, very important and significant. So, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا. And by Allah, definitely, positively, surely, أَرْسَلْنَا, we sent. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone and unique. So why does he use the term we? This is the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah uses it as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. He says, Nuhyi wa numit. We give life, we give death. Who can give life and death? Any professor, any scientist, any politician, government. The whole world can come together. The entire universe can come together. No one can give life and death besides Almighty Allah. So where Almighty Allah uses the plural is to stamp his authority. Only I can do this. And therefore we use the word we. Na'ti bi shamsi min al-mashriqi. So we will bring the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? So anyway you see, you will find that Almighty Allah is stamping his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Ila Samuda. So indeed by Allah we send to the people of Samud. Where is Samud? If you go to Saudi Arabia and you go in the direction towards Palestine and Jordan, you will find there's a place called Madain Salih, the place where Nabi Salih alayhi salam was, and those people demanded from Salih alayhi salam the she camel. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we visited all these places also. Salihah. So Almighty Allah selected and sent to them their brother Salih alayhi salatu salam. They belong to the same tribe. Salih, Salih means pious, wonderful, beautiful name, mentioned 9 times in the noble Quran for a female Salihah. So you keep your sons and daughters names like this, Allah Jalla Wala will bless them with true piety, and inshallah they will become the coolness of the people's eyes. Salihan ani'budullah, that he informed them, you must worship Allah alone, become his slave and become his servant only. So many people perform hajj already and they're returning. So, but what happens today? If you look at 2 million of them perform hajj, but 80%, 90% fall in this category. Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, hajj ki Ganga ki bhi, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So you must remember the ummah today is in this category, the overwhelming majority, whether they perform hajj or not. They went for hajj by the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah. Then they go to the Ganges River. It doesn't mean they go physically there. They go back to the satanic, evil, devilish ways, their lifestyle. So they want to please Razi Rahe Rahman Bi, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they want to please Lucifer, Shaitan also. Khush Rahe Shaitan Bi. Satan, Lucifer, his cronies, comrades will be very happy, but Almighty Allah is not happy. That they are not pleased. Allah wants total commitment, dedication, devotion. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its entirety and its totality. No pick and choose. Islam is not some supermarket. So ani'budullah, become the true slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Fa'idahum, suddenly they, the Qawm Thamud, the tribe, the people, they became fariqani yakhtasimun, 2 parties disputing, arguing, one accepting the message and the messenger, and the second party rejecting the message and the messenger. A Nabi, a messenger, always his love for his people. So Salih alayhi salatu salam appealing to them and petitioning them, don't you use your common sense? Qala ya qawm. They told Salih alayhi salam, you're telling us about Allah and you're telling us you are a messenger selected by Almighty Allah. Bring the punishment now and now immediately. Qala ya qawm, ya qawmi, it means actually. So, oh my people, lima tasta'jiluna bisayya, why are you hastening the punishment, the evil? Qabla al-hasana, before the good. Ask Allah for goodness. We all are going through this drought and famine now. So there was a huge drought and famine and all these things here at that time. So what should you do? Lawla tastaghfirun Allah. Why don't you beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness? La'allakum turhamun. So that the mercy of Almighty Allah will envelope you, encompass you. This is mentioned in chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12. Almighty Allah teaches us, when there is famine and drought, then remember, and at all times also, that istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. He is of forgiving. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial rain for you. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Allah will grant you gardens of paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah will grant you the rivers and the streams and the rivulets there in Jannah and paradise. So that is barakah of istighfar. Allah give us tawfiq. We wake up early in the morning. And wabil asharihum yastaghfirun wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. Suhoor time, sehri time, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. We take our 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. We beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. We admit we are sinners. There are no mitigating circumstances. Then Almighty Allah's mercy envelopes us. So what they do, this is what human being always does, 90% of human being, that when they are in the wrong, they will apportion the blame to somebody else. So now there is famine, there is drought there in that part, you must remember, Mada in Asali. So now they blame the messenger. Qalu, they, the people who are rejecting the message, and the messenger said, Qalu tatayyarna bika, all this ill omen, all this bad luck and so forth. In Islam, we reject it. There's no such thing as ill omen and bad luck, but they would believe it. Why the tayyirna, or that word tayyir, that if the bird flew right inside, they said this will happen. The bird flew left inside, this will happen. When I was in Iran in 2013, Rabiul Awwal, the first 12-13 days, so I was in Shiraz, and when I came out from the mosque and so forth, I used to go, obviously these are kuffar Shias, we don't read Salat behind them, but I went as an investigating journalist to go see what's happening. So they have small, small birds, very impressive, yellow, green, red, pink and so forth. Then they have a pack of cards there. So now, that is how they make istikhara. They go to these jokers, and then that bird there, it pulls out one card. And then they tell him in Farsi, you must do this. Farsi means Persian, do this, do that. That is the tayyur. It's haram all that, not permissible. But you know the haram is like haram things, so remember that. So these people hear what they said. Qalut tatayyarna bika. All this bad luck and famine, drought we are experiencing is because of you, O Salih alayhi salam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَبِمَمْ مَأَكْ, and those who are following you, those who have iman and faith in you. He replied, قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that all this year, what you are calling bad luck and ill omen is by Allah, is in the knowledge of Allah. Action and reaction. We reject it. We believe in good omen. We reject ill omen and bad luck. So, طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, meaning that these conditions that are prevailing upon you is in the knowledge of Allah and comes from Allah. You know why? Nay, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تُفْتَنُونَ. Nay, the truth of the matter is, you are being put to trial and test by Almighty Allah. This is an article of faith of Islam and Muslims. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. Now, in that area there were 9 people. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and in that Medina, you call it Madaina Salih today. Tis'aturahatin, there were 9 people, the group of people, yufsiduna fil ard, mischief makers, plotting, planning, scheming, wala yuslihun, and they would not look for reform, that we must accept the message and the messenger. They said, we will fight you, and we will always prevail. So remember, this is a golden sentence. They thought that they will oppose justice, but justice destroyed them. Always remember that. Whether it's the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, or any of these Arab murtad dictators, or whether it is Iran, the Kuffar Shias, or anybody else, when you fight justice, then justice will destroy you. Because our deen of Islam, deen means justice. You can never fight the truth. Sooner or later, it will prevail, and you will always be humiliated and disgraced, and that will be your legacy. Let's take you around the world. News, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. I told you, you jutlas, you haramis, you super terrorists, you mal'uneen, you cursed nation. When Allah says something, it's 100% the truth, whether you like it or you lump it. You see, go and read the Quran, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verses 13, 14, and go see. You jutlas cannot fight. You can only fight behind the walls and behind. You can't come in a fair fight. Allah Ta'ala says, Ba'suhum bainahum shadeed. Among themselves, there's a big war going on. تحسبهم جميعا. You think that they are united. وقلوبهم شتى. And their hearts are fragmented. Israel is imploding. ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. Because they are a harami nation. They are a people who got no intelligence and no intellect. So listen now, all this news from your newspapers. Go read the Haaretz and so forth. The police chief of Tel Aviv resigns. Why did he resign? He told Benny BB, he told Benny Ben Gwir, the Himar, the donkey, and Smotrich, another donkey, I will never ever pick up guns and bullets again, the protesters. Remember, I rather quit and I rather resign. So huge, huge protest now among the Israelis. They swearing one another, cursing one another, and arresting and so forth. So this is what he said. I want to avoid a civil war, but the civil war is coming. Did you hear me, Jutla? Jutli, did you hear me? So remember, your Israel is finished. Is what? Is kaputz. Remember that. Now you will see every day big, big protests in 30 different places. Last night they had protests and they swearing one another. And BB does not know what to do. And his donkeys in his cabinet, the real terrorists. You know what the Haaretz wrote the article? This whole war against Palestine, Jenin, was a mass weapon of diversion. He's got so many problems, but the easy cannon fodder is go in and murder and martyr the Palestinians, and then we'll be okay. No, wamakaru, wamakarallah. You got your plans, and Almighty Allah has His master plan, and Allah is humiliating you. See, the Shias, our enemies, they kuffar. The Israelis, Jutlas, our enemies. So one Israeli lady, she's kidnapped by the Shias. Can you believe that in Iraq? Iraq is also majority Shia. We went there also. Iran is majority Shia. So very good. You fight among yourself, Shias and Jutlas and that. We got no problem with that. Now a majority of the Israelis, this is all your newspaper, are rejecting the rabbis. They said, go to hell. We're not interested in you. We're not interested in your Torah and so forth. What does the media say? All your Western media. They say, no, Israel said they are going to take great care not to harm the civilians when they enter Jenin and so forth. Well, these are the facts and the figures from your Western media. 80% of the homes there in Jenin either demolished or either damaged and not fit for human living and so forth. They prevented ambulances from coming in. The Red Crescent were not allowed to come in. The hospital was also, you must remember, attacked with spray and was sprayed with tear gas and so forth. That's war crimes. Remember that apartheid Israel have used, they've gone worse than Hitler. So therefore, we call them the super terrorists and the haramis. And you can quote me anywhere in the world. We don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any government or any organization. Pakistan arrest 5 citizens who visited Israel. At least they did something straight, the Pakis. So you must remember that they arrested 5. Many Jutlas died in the Jenin operation. You see, the Haaretz and Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post and all of them say one Israeli soldier died. We say, Alhamdulillah, dispatched straight to hell. I got Quran in my hand. I said, Wallahi, many more were killed, but Israel cannot admit it. Why? It will be admitting defeat. It will be admitting their weakness. These are people who are fighting to the death. They love jihad, and they love to dice with death, whilst you Jutlas are the biggest cowards. You hate death the most. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Chapter 62, verse number 8, you are the ones who run away from death, but Allah says Allah will punish you wherever you are. So therefore, that I sent it out yesterday, how they are soldiers, they were covering them up with white cloth and so forth. And we said this has happened to many, many Israeli soldiers. They're straight to hell. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Putin, you are a champion, man. So what Putin is doing? Putin says, you see, we got this nuclear plant. The nuclear plant is the biggest nuclear plant in Europe. And it is in Zaporizhia, if you pronounce the word correctly. And it's in Ukraine territory, but under control of the Russians. The Russians have put certain gadgets there inside. So now they are looking for the gadgets, because if you blow up, it blows up in Ukraine, and then all finish in Ukraine. So things are very tense there. So Putin, you know what's the law? Al-harbu khud'ah. That when there's war, it is survival of the shrewdest. So you take them on. You destroy America, NATO, Europe. We're standing with you. Only thing, you want to become Muslim. So Janet Yellen, she is the one in charge of the treasury. She's going cap in hand to China and saying, no, we don't want tension. We must be people who are both that about our economies and all that now flourish and so forth. But the Americans say they are going to raise the issue of human rights. So I'm asking Russia, I'm asking America and China, what about my brothers there in Gitmo? Who is abusing human rights? 20 years plus they are there. A shame on the American regime and dictatorship. What about my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, in the hellhole? And you want to speak of human rights? What about China? You must remember that you are oppressing my brothers, sisters, children in the Uyghur Muslims. So it's all lip service. You see, Macron, France is burning. The Arabs are giving them a thrashing. They murdered my brother Nail, Algerian, and now they're taking on. They're burning the shops. They're burning the hospitals. I don't agree with all this, but I will never blame them. I'll say, you must teach France a lesson for occupying Algeria for 130 years, for occupying Tunisia for 75 years, for taking 14 countries of Africa and telling them they must give their profit and their to you. So they deserve what they got. We got no sympathy with France or America or China or with the or the Israelis. They deserve what they got. Remember that. Now look at the Hitler Macron. He wants to ban the social media. Can you believe that? UAE, another haramis, MBZ. So Amnesty, they released a report. He said UAE, it's all this Saudi UAE, all same. Then they said you must free the critics sitting in your jail. If they criticize you, you just put them in jail? What is that? So must remember that. Where's your human rights and all these type of things? And remember, NATO is going to meet next week. Biden is pushing for Sweden to become a member. Turkey is saying we will not allow it. They're burning our Quran. They are, you must remember, making a mockery of Turkey. So we stand with you, Erdogan. You must stand firm with them and so forth. On the social scene and social media, big war going on between Musk and Zuckerberg. So both want control. And South Africa, another sad story. Blame it on the ANC. Load shedding and no water in Pretoria, and they only know the blue brigades and so forth, and now a disaster in Boksburg. Can you believe that? In the informal settlement, call it squatters, call it what it is, man. Don't come play with words and so forth. 16 people dead. Can you believe that last night? Gas leaking. So it's all the ANC. You only know how to steal and to promote crime and so forth. That is your legacy, ANC. Crime, corruption, cable deployment. And see what you did to South Africa. You destroyed this beautiful country. 16 people dead. Nothing will happen. The Zonda Commission told you to do so many things. You did absolutely nothing, if you ask me. Pray for our beloved country. I leave you with the sentence. Many people wanted to destroy justice, but justice destroyed them. That is our message to one and all. Remember today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mu'azahid. And then Mu'azahid Khan and myself will be discussing between 11 and 12, the lessons of Hajj and Qurbani. And then between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran.
I've got Wesley Ustad. He says that, are Zionism and Masonry related? How? Wesley Ustad.
Wesley, you must remember, if you study the Quran Sharif, you will find majority of the evil forces were initiated by the Jutlas. You don't know Stalin? You don't know Karl Marx. You don't know all this. You know, David Ben-Gurion. All of them jutlas. Mm-hmm. So communism started by them. Socialism started by them. Zionism started by them. Capitalism started by them. For what, Hitler had to kick them out. And he was right in that. Hitler said, you are taking exorbitant amounts of interest from my people. I can never allow that. You are promoting homosexuality. You don't know where's your entry and exit. I will never allow that. You are taking control of our media and turning it into pornography. I won't allow that. So certain things Hitler did was 100% right. We stand with him. And this whole figure of 6 million jutlas, all big lies and fabrications. We're not rejecting the Holocaust. We're rejecting the amount of 6 million. Yes, there are 6 million to 7 million Palestinians now in the diaspora. When Bennett was prime minister, he made this statement. You can go and ask him. He said that he killed, Bennett says, I killed many Arabs. So what's the problem? There's no problem. And he said there are 6 million people, Palestinians, in the diaspora outside, and we will not allow them to come back. That is the truth, not the 6 million and all. So today when the jutlas are punished, and they are being punished and will continue being punished, chapter 7, verse 167, because they are the ones who initiated all this. Go study history, your Freemasonry and so forth. Do you think you can become a president of America if you are not a Freemason? Go study everything, Wesley. Don't worry about Wesley Hall. Do you know Wesley Hall? Wesley Hall was the fast bowler of West Indies. When I visited West Indies, so then I saw there the airports, all their names and so forth. Gary Sobers and Wesley Hall. And we, when we were young, we used to follow all these characters, you know. But now we say all shaitans, all this.
Listen to this one, Ustad. AK, why is listening to music not allowed in Islam? In no Muslim country, including Saudi Arabia, music is banned. My name is Ishbel. I'm Hebrew. What's your answer now, AK?
So since when these Muslim countries are Muslim? I told you the Saudi government are haram, they murtad, just like you. They're non-Muslims. I told you the UAE government, they are non-Muslims. I told you the Bahrain government is non-Muslims. Egypt, Jordan, the government are non-Muslims. So Hebrew Jutla, you must remember that we are not aligned to any government and so forth. You heard my harami? You must listen to what Quran says. You must listen to what the Sunnah Mubarakah say. You were teaching, preaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I know you don't know Arabic, you don't know Urdu, but you know English. The book that is the best book for you. Music is haram. Qawwali is haram. All these things are haram. You can get million people saying it's permissible. Quran says not permissible. The Sunnah Mubarakah says not permissible. And if you want books, I give you 3 books. I have all 3. In English, you jutla bae, you're a harami. Don't come tell me what Hebrew brother. Say you're a jutla harami. So you must say slippery stone. Remember that. That's the best book in English. Khalid Baig, KHALIDBAIG. BAIG, Khalid Baig, go read it, masterpiece, very good in English. In Arabic, the best book Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, gave me personally when I met him, Tahreemu Alati Turb. Why musical instruments are haram in the light of Quran and Sunnah. He mentions, you must remember, 6 ahadith or 5, 6, 7 ahadith, authentic ahadith. And then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, and the year 76, so we met him several times, we studied there as well. So Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la for Sheikh Albani, Mufti Shafisa, all these great people. We don't agree with everything they said, but remember they made a great service to Islam. So he wrote a book called Islam or Musiki, Islam and Music. Which way is Muslim country today? There's a Muslim country today, then you are the ones to object. My brothers, Taliban, they say, no beauty salons for the ladies. So who jumps up first? You jutlas and the media, oh, the human rights and so forth and so on. But last week, eh, jutla, didn't your politician say, woman, you must stay at home? When the jutla say so, we must keep quiet. But when the Taliban say so, then it is a crime. You understand the double standards now, jutla? Are you Hebrew? So don't come with your stories here.
I've got Bradley Ustad, I think, to your answer. He says, I like listening to your answers, AK. A story is told where Aisha's friend was playing a musical instrument in Prophet Muhammad's house in some occasion. And it said that Arabs used to play music even during the times of the Prophet. So who says music is haram and why? Ustad.
So you see, my brother Bradley, you jutlas and non-Muslims, you are masters in distorting things. Therefore, if you go to them, go to the Christian, go to the Pope, the pastor, the priest today, ask him, where's the Bible, that gospel that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Go to the jutlas, the haramis, and all of them, the rabbis, chief rabbi, and ask him, where's the Torah, the original Torah, in the original language that was revealed to Moses, peace be upon him. They can't show you a single copy, and we challenge the Pope, or we challenge the chief rabbi, read the original Injil, the original gospel, read the original Torah by memory. We will bring million people, you can't bring one. You got so many different versions of the Torah and the Injil and the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, that even the virgins are confused and you are blowing their fuses. This is the story, my brother, that on the occasion of nikah, on the occasion of marriage and so forth, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the small daughters, the small girls and all of them children, that they would hit the doof. You must remember that. So even that we allow today, you must remember that. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a'alinun nikah, that announced the nikah. And waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform your nikah and marriage ceremony in the mosque. Wadribu alayha ad-dufuf, and take the duff, have small children, they hit. This is not drums with jingles and so forth. This is tambourine. So if they just hit that, there is no problem. So since when from there you are deducing and interpreting that music is permissible and so forth? The Quran Sharif teaches us, when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala expel the Satan Lucifer from Jannah and Paradise, then Almighty Allah told him, O Satan, O Lucifer, get out from here. And what must you do? You're going to go to Jahannam with the jutlas and everybody. Wastafziz manistata'ta minhum bisotik. Chapter 17 and verse number 64. You go and incite whoever you want to with your voice. The voice of Satan is the music, al-ghina, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So absolutely haram in Islam. Don't come try and distort and corrupt our text like how you corrupted your text and your Torah and your gospel and Bible.
Usad, it says here that, do you know that undoubtedly the greatest hero of the 21st century, Zelensky, can anyone in the world compete with him in this regard? Usad, Neil.
So anybody who supports Ukraine is going down the drain, my brother. What is Zelensky? Zelensky is a harami. Tell him I said so, and anybody who supports him. Zelensky was a comedian, third-class actor like Reagan in a TV show comedian. So you jutlas, you Americans, pulled the rug on him and said that no, we want a jutla. It's the only country in the world beside Israel where the president, prime minister is a jutla, and therefore the media covers him favorably and so forth. And he is such. But why the Americans are not giving F-16s to him? Why their general said we lost the war already? So remember that Zelensky is a jutla, is a harami, and every jutla is a harami who supports Israel. He, Ukraine, when you must remember the war was going on against Gaza, they signed and they said, yes, we must fight. And when the war was going on against Iraq, then Ukraine signed and they sent 5,000 soldiers there. You want to come teach me about about your jutlas and haramis, you know nothing, my brother. We will expose every jutla and every harami. That is our job. We will name them, we will shame them, and we will nail them. Remember that. And therefore, you can't come on air and challenge us. Remember this type of things. Yeah. The one who wants to fight justice, justice will destroy him. Remember that. Any more questions, Mona?
There's one more. I've got here, Sister Rahila. She says, AK is stuttering. Haram in Islam, Ustad.
Stuttering is not your own condition. People stutter and stammer in their speech. It's something that comes from Almighty Allah. Rahila. I'm not sure you are Muslim, non-Muslim. If you are Muslim, Rahila means the one who is traveling on a journey. If you are a non-Muslim, then you have a wonderful name. You should think about embracing Islam. So now I'm giving you the solution. You see Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Jutla say Moshi. So his name and Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. He was dark in complexion, sheepish hair like the African. Therefore, the Jutlas hate him. Let me be honest about that. Why is he African? Why is he dark and so forth? So you must remember that. So he used to stutter and stammer. Therefore, the Pharaoh mocked him and said, Wala yakadu yubin. He can't even express himself. You must remember that. So all my Allah taught him a dua and supplication. Chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. Before we start our lesson, we read it. We read it today also. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. Wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. O Almighty Allah, untie the knots in my tongue, and so that they can understand my speech. I can speak and articulate myself and speak eloquently and fluently. That is Quran, my brother. So may Almighty Allah guide us to the truth. Ameen. And may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy the Jutlas, who are the super terrorists and harming Palestinians. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.